Adrian Richards. Website: www.northcowichan2022.ca. Facebook: at northcowichan2022.ca. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Unsure how to answer this, as three of us that are independent are working together through sharing costs and the like, as well as doing some advertising together, but will not be listed as a slate or anything on voting day. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in North Cowichan for 14 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I was in advertising sales for 11 years, and have currently put my contract positions on hold to run for municipal council. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have never run for office before, but have been on a local board for a while, as well as served my community through some outreach programs, and been very involved in my children's schools and sports. I spent 11 years working very closely with small businesses in the valley, learning what folks loved about doing business and living here, as well as in what areas they expressed the need for change, or where they felt North Cowichan was restrictive in welcoming small business. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am very passionate about my community. I moved here to give my children a rural type of lifestyle. I remember driving my kids to school when they were little past beautiful farmland, and then picking them up and often popping down to a river after school. I am motivated to keep this community feel, and have seen that this is not the direction currently on the table. Some change is good and inevitable, but not a complete change of how we live and do business, as is the current trajectory. I do not feel our constituents want to change their entire livelihood and lives for an agenda that will not bring them more prosperity or a comfortable life. What are your top three issues? There are many issues I would like to address, and many of them are quite complex as they involve multiple levels of government and bureaucracy, one being the homeless addiction issues we have in the center of our town, more specifically, right between three schools and a university. This location is unacceptable. There are homeless issues that are not addiction-related but are due to the cost of housing and red tape. There is too much micro-managing of hard-working people's lives. I feel the OCP does not reflect the values of our citizens. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? I envision farmers prospering without more red tape, small business growth, affordable housing complemented by strengthening in job growth and opportunities. I would like the valley to retain its rural feel, without the new urbanism plan currently in place, while allowing for growth where needed. I envision a prosperous valley that respects its roots in tradespeople, farmers, and families, without being forced to become another small city that pushes small business and entrepreneurs out to make more space for chain businesses. What's one big idea you have for your community? I have delved into other countries, counties, and municipalities that have found other ways to generate revenue that doesn't depend on the majority of income coming from property owners and fees. I have looked at models that have worked successfully all around the world, and would make it my mission to study these alternative models of municipal income revenue streams to take the burden off of property owners, which in turn would help with affordable housing, as well as create an attractive location for families, farmers, retired property owners, who may lose their homes with the current tax increases forecasted, and people looking to do business in the valley.